Good morning, I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. Opening tonight and running through February the 5th at the Circuit Playhouse, the Pulitzer Prize finalist In the Next Room, or the Vibrator Play, written by Sarah Rule. Dave Landis is directing the show, and he joins me this morning. And I guess, first of all, welcome, Dave.
Thank you very much, Khaki.
Well, we should probably go ahead and say at the outset that if you have kids near the radio, if you would like to avoid premature explanation mode, you might want to turn the channel for 10 minutes or so.
Probably.
And we are this show comes with an explicit theater advisory, and from the title, you probably can guess why.
I would say that the title is probably the only reason it has an explicit advisory.
So, is that right?
Well, and you know, Playhouse, when they put that advisory on there, it's for various reasons, whether it's language, adult content and that kind of thing. That I kind of tell people that this is one of those plays that Henrik Ibsen or Anton Chekhov wish they wrote, because it takes place at the turn of the century, at the dawn of the age of electricity, in a very proper Victorian type setting. The people of that time, it's no secret, were a little bit sexually repressed. And this is kind of a journey of a couple, of them learning about how to become better partners in their marriage.
That's a lovely way of putting it.
And there's not a single bad word in the entire show. And there is no nudity or anything like that in the show. But there are some adult situations that you can guess by the nature of the title of the play.
That's right. Well, here's what I'm saying. And I was talking to a good friend of mine and colleague of mine about mm-hmm. this show the other day. And, I think if they have them on display in Walmart, honey, you can talk about it.
There you go.
That's just what
I haven't been to Walmart lately.
Well, I was informed that they are prominently displayed at Walmarts. And so if it's at Walmarts all over the country,
there you go.
We ought to be able to talk about it on the radio
and
at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And we should be able to do a play about
it. Yes, exactly. Well, now, the last time you did a Sarah Rule play, that was Dead Man's Cell Phone, right?
Correct. I was not involved with that show, but Circuit Playhouse did that a couple years ago. It was very successful for us.
Very successful. And so she, Sarah Rule, won a MacArthur grant back in the day.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and her work is really well respected. And so this sounds all provocative and stuff, but back in the day, and I was talking to Emery Hall about this when she came in to talk about the club,
mm-hmm.
which is at...
And the show, actually the club and In the Next Room are set at the same time period.
They are. And so we were talking about women and repression mm-hmm. and male domination and all that stuff. And I said, oh, there seems to be a little thread running through the season.
There kind of is with the two shows running at the same time.
But back in the day, you know, men left and they spent the night, they spent their evenings at the club, and women could be than a mild annoyance.
And they did their needlework at home.
Yeah.
You know.
And so if a woman, I guess, had any opinions of her own or got upset or whatever, she was deemed to be hysterical.
Exactly. We probably should tell your listeners what the actual context of the plot is about.
Yes, let's do.
Dr. Givings, he lives in a spa town with his young wife, Catherine, and he has innocently invented a machine to help treat women and their hysteria. And his office is in the next room, hence the title of the play. And his young wife, she's an energetic young woman who's got opinions and ideas, and she hears what's going on in the next room, and she becomes curious. So, and she forms friendships with some of his patients, and things happen along the way.
And things happen along the way.
But I love what kind of the blurbs they give us about the show, that In the Next Room, or the Vibrator Play, is a comedy about marriage, intimacy, and electricity. And that's really it's really about the relationships, about this man and this woman who live together. And it's not a loveless marriage, because he's providing for her and she's taking care of their baby and all of that. But there's more to life and she knows it, but she doesn't know what it is. And so it's this instrument that has been invented that kind of is the catalyst for them becoming closer as a husband and wife. And it's a very beautiful, beautiful, funny play that I think everybody would really enjoy seeing.
So who are the main couple?
Josh Quinn is Dr. Gibbings, and Andrea Rao, one of our interns, is playing Catherine. Kyle Blair, who just played Daddy Warbucks and Annie, he plays Mr. Daldry, who is the husband of the main patient, Mrs. Daldry, played by Lyric Peters. And then Liz Sharp plays Dr. Gibbings' nurse, his assistant. And Claire Kohlheim plays a wet nurse in the show that helps raise the baby a little bit. And then there is a young man who comes in Act Two, who is an artist and kind of stirs things up a little bit.
And would that he's be
played
Nick
by
Mason?
Nick Mason.
I love Nick Mason. I really do. I love everybody.
So they've been such a great cast to work with. And the play is sheer poetry. And I think your listeners who are familiar with Sarah Rule's work, she's a very poetic playwright and has taken this whole subject matter and turned it into, like I said, it's kind of like a Jane Austen play or Henrik Ibsen, Anton Chekhov kind of thing, that it's just very heart-wrenching to watch sometimes and very, very funny, obviously, at the same time.
So. I think trailers, are they making a movie?
It's a movie. It's not based on this play.
But it's about the same thing.
It's about the same thing because your listeners might not be aware that this is based on actual historical fact, that women were treated for hysteria with these instruments back then.
That's just crazy.
I know. I know.
I feel as though I must ask you that the show is being assistant directed by Irene Christ. So I wondered if you were reaching out for some female perspective.
I actually was. I was. It's been an interesting. I chose this play to direct because I like the poetry of the play a lot, and I know that oftentimes people will categorize and say, well, a woman should direct this play, and a choreographer should obviously choreograph this play. And I love the poetry of it so much and the relationships, but I really did want to have a woman's perspective as well. And also Irene, I'm not telling anything she wouldn't agree to, but she really wanted to direct this play too. So we kind of wound up co-directing it. So,
well, I think that's great. And you're getting two different perspectives.
Yes.
That's nice.
But it's been an interesting rehearsal process. Certainly a little different than what I'm accustomed to normally, but the cast has been great, and they dove in with both feet and just have had a blast exploring who these characters are and everything that kind of happens within it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful set by Jimmy Humphries, and Rebecca Powell has outdone herself with the costumes.
Oh, period costumes. I bet they're gorgeous.
And Colin Choche is our resident lighting designer over at Circuit, and he's done an amazing job as well on the show. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful production I'm really proud of.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And, when I saw this season, the season was announced last spring, I saw this show and I went, I'm going to have to talk about that on Checking on the Arts.
Well, it's kind of, I think Sarah Rule did it almost as a joke, because if in the next room, you come and see the play, you know why it's called that right off the bat. But I think she wanted to make PR directors have to work to really publicize the show. But it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, I'm really proud of it. And I hope people do come out and see it, because there's really nothing to be disgusted by or anything.
No.
And we've had some people come and watch some of the rehearsals. It's like, oh my God, I'm shocked, but it's so fascinating. And the fact that it is based on historical fact, you know, that this stuff really happened, but it really is about the people and the relationships and trying to make their lives and their marriage better.
You know, I would think as an actor, this is like raw meat, you know?
Yeah, it really is. And like I said, it's just, she writes so poetically that you just kind of let the words just soar, and listen to them. And then you turn around and laugh your butt off. Some of the situations are so funny. So,
well, I read that Sarah Rule started out to be a poet, and then she was introduced to playwriting in college and changed her mind.
I can
definitely
see why, because all the plays I've seen of hers have these little poetic passages, and this one is like one big long poem in a way. So.
Which company was brave enough to sponsor this show?
That would be the law offices of J. Vincent Perryman, which we thank them for their generous support, as well as our super sponsor, the Genium Foundation, and the Circuit's people, the circuit sponsors, the Adams Foundation. So they've been very generous to us all season long.
Bravo to all of them.
Thank you very much to all of them.
Yes. Well, I think that people should see the club at Pots of the Works.
Definitely.
And then come see in the next room the vibrator play. And
yes,
you'll just be immersed in 19th century social things.
Exactly. So I actually made a joke the other day. I wish this play was running during Valentine's weekend, because I think it's the perfect show for a man and wife to come and see together.
Oh.
I really do. So.
Okay, plan your date night around In the Next Room or the vibrator play. There you have it. You can get tickets by going to playhouseonthesquare.org, or you can call the box office at 726-4656. And I mentioned that the show opens tonight and runs through February the 5th. And the performance on February the 5th, normal performance is Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and then Sundays at 2, but that Sunday matinee is going to be moved to the evening.
It's a Sunday evening performance, because that's also the Unified Professional Theater Audition Weekend. So our last performance will be an evening performance. Should also tell people that this weekend, as typical at Playhouse and Circuit Playhouse, are $20 tickets for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then next Thursday is Pay What You Can night, too.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, all right, everybody, don't be prudish about the title of this show.
Please don't.
And come see it. I mean, I didn't know a lot about it, but I figured on the outset, if this thing was a finalist for Pulitzer Prize, then my heavens.
And nominated for a Tony Award. So it's she's if you haven't seen any of her work, this is a great play to come and see of hers, because it is actually very accessible, and it's poetry that you can understand and relate to.
All right. Well, I think that says it all. Now, In the Next Room or the Vibrator Play by Sarah Rule opens tonight, runs through February the 5th at the Circuit Playhouse. And again, to get your tickets, playhouseonthesquare.org or 726-4656. Thank Irene Christ for me for providing a female perspective.
I will.
And thank you, Dave Landis, the director of In the Next Room or the Vibrator Play, for being my guest this morning.
Thank you, Khaki.
Checking on the Arts Made Possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, performing The Russians, Rachmaninoff to Tchaikovsky, January 14th at the Cannon Center and January 15th at GPAC. Program highlights include Abel's Global Warming, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 2, Little Russian, and Rachmaninoff's Concerto No. 3 in D minor for piano and orchestra, The Rock 3. Tickets and information available at 537-2525 or memphissymphony.org.